I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with State Senator Tom Casperson for a legislative update. We took a look back on the year 2015 and the legislative session, also took a quick peek ahead to 2016, but we started our conversation off with his thoughts on the recent proposal to do away with straight ticket party voting in Michigan.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with it. I supported it. To eliminate straight ticket voting, it seems to me that while we were told 40 other states don't have that, and they seem to be doing just fine, but it seems that this is something, voting's important, and if it's important, then people should be able to go down the list. They still can straight ticket vote. They just have to go through and check off all the boxes.
One of the things I know that we've seen over the last, several elections, actually traditionally, is voters in the UP are pretty split-ticket voters. I mean, there are many Democrats that would vote for you as a Republican, as the senator, and so on. To me, it doesn't seem like that big of an issue in terms of getting in there and voting, but what do you say to those who say it might be long lines that are created and whatnot by this measure?
Well, I've heard that too, but again, getting back to the other states, there's, again, almost, I think I was told 40 of them, but we asked that question, and we've been told that the reports back from the other states is it hasn't happened. Those things haven't happened, and people seem to move right along. And I think you're right about the Upper Peninsula. In fact, it's something I've always said from the day I first ran for office, that the Upper Peninsula votes very independent. They don't like being told how to vote, and I think that's kind of a badge of honor that we can carry up here.
Yeah, it may not apply in some areas in other parts of the state, but we know we have that here. As we look back on the legislative session of 2015, I'd be curious as to what some of the achievements and high points are in your opinion. What are some of the things that stick with you from this time around?
Well, I think one of the biggest things would be getting the gas tax taken care of. That was something what we had worked on from the time I was in the House. This thing has been dragged out. We're trying to come up with different solutions, and we just kept going in a full circle, coming right back to the same problems. And I think finally getting that behind us and moving on is a good thing. I think eventually, that it's gonna pay off, and we're gonna see the dividends from it through our infrastructure and our roads and those types of things. And I think something had to be done, and we finally got that thing done.
It was a long process to get to that. Do you think that there will be any, workings on it as it starts to get implemented? I mean, it's a long-term plan, which has benefits, does it not?
Yeah, it is. I think the goal, I think, would be to not at least keep, not stop talking about the sales tax issue, because no matter what we do in the future, the sales tax issue on gasoline is still going to plague us. There's going to be a problem. And I think as we move forward, that still should be something that people should have on their minds to think about, maybe some solutions with that, to get that taken care of. And that would be long haul, long term. But until we take care of that, that'll never go away. And I don't think the gas tax issue will go away in that down the road because of technologies and where we're heading. It's always down the road going to become something that has to be addressed, I think. Future legislators will probably have to change eventually how we support and fund our roads. But for now, I think we've got a good plan to move forward.
State Senator Tom Casperson with us this morning. And Tom, as we talk about this looking back on 2015, we obviously turn to 2016. We know that you've declared a run for Washington, D.C., but what do you see in Lansing right now that you'll be focusing on in the next few months?
Well, I think we're going to be, the budgets will still remain kind of an important issue. We've been doing pretty good with that as far as getting budgets passed and balanced budgets, those types of things. That'll never go away either. That'll always be there. But I think for me, there's still some things that I'd like to see done. I'd like to see a little more accountability from the government on how they interact with folks. I've got a bill right now that's it's in the bullpen, getting ready to go. I think the administration is softening and starting to see maybe the legitimacy of it, and that is, I call it equal justice, but I think it's most people probably call it loser pay, and that is where the government, if they deny a citizen something they're entitled to, and ultimately the citizen takes them to court and wins, the citizen's law are their lawyer bills and their legal fees will all be paid. Mm-hmm. And right now that doesn't happen, so the citizen bears the full weight of government on them anytime they challenge them. And I think we got to level that playing field. That goes along with a long list of things that I've tried to work on, getting the government to be more accountable to the people.
That's State Senator Tom Casperson. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.